Time to welcome some new takes.
Right this way.
To Bad Take Boulevard.
If only there was something in your head to control the things you say.
It's the dumbest argument ever.
With the Killer Bees.
Can I just say that I'm an idiot for listening to you?
Ocho Blast, Altuve all the time. All right, Bad Take Boulevard. Who made the list this week? Who made the list of Bad Take Boulevard? How about Woj? Little Woj bomb. Saying this about Victor Wembanyama.
This is the most highly anticipated player to ever enter the NBA. And this is maybe not only the greatest prospect in the NBA's history, maybe the greatest prospect in the history of team sports.
The greatest prospect in the history of team sports, Victor Wembanyama.
I mean, where do you start? I think for Houston fans, you go all the way back, for those of us that can. Ralph Sampson was the SI cover boy that they did the story that he was the only guy at the University of Virginia that could curl 90-pound dumbbells, stronger than the football team, best basketball player on the planet, you know, revolutionizing the game on a game-by-game basis. And then he was injury-prone, and his knees were awful, and he fell flat. But you go Shaq. You go LeBron.
LeBron.
Right? I mean, LeBron's the easiest one, but I'm saying leading up to LeBron, you had Ralph locally, you had Shaq from a worldwide perspective.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about basketball now. When you just look across sports.
Bryce Harper
baseball? Was another Sports Illustrated Wonder Boy.
Yeah. He graduated high school early to get drafted.
That's right,
in
Vegas. Yep. So you can go across the board on all these different fronts. And then you're going to tell me that Victor Wembanyama, who quite honestly could be the second coming of the Greek Freak, or he could be Hashim Thabeet, or worse. You just don't know because...
Or worse?
Well,
I'd like to know what's worse than Hashim Thabeet.
Can I give it to you?
Yeah.
Anthony Bennett, number one overall pick, and might have been the worst number one overall pick in the history of the NBA.
That's a pretty good answer.
Worse than Kwame Brown. Okay?
Kwame had
a good career, but he was always scrutinized more because he was the number one overall pick. But for Woj, this is what bothers me. Now Woj has bitten into the ESPN that Schefter started. They're becoming more sensationalist, clickbait journalists than they are the sports leader. That's what bothers me the most about him making that comment and doubling down on it multiple times that night.
Joe was trying to sell us hockey guys the other day. Eric Bedard's brother and then Sid the Kid, Sidney Crosby, as better prospects whenever they came into the game.
I mean, better than...
Was Andrew Luck a better prospect?
I was just going to say that.
I mean, they had a whole campaign.
Wasn't Peyton Manning?
Dab said Greg Oden.
No.
Greg Oden was pretty... Oh, boy. I don't know,
they
man.
Passed on Kevin Durant.
They were pretty high. Yeah. Like Oden was like a spectacle before he was drafted.
No, that's true.
Now what we saw in his NBA career is like why we kind of like, I don't know about that one. But in the moment, Oden was, I mean, huge. Andrew Luck was big. Peyton Manning was
not
big
just
too.
In the moment. Later,
I think Andrew Luck is
social media.
Andrew, how about Peyton? I think Peyton's up there.
I said Peyton Manning. I think
but Peyton was almost not drafted number one.
That's true. Mike Vick's a good one from Chris from Sam Houston. He came out a year too early. I was hoping he would stay in school more year because he'd be a Houston Texan.
Who was the senator? He ended up being a senator. It was Peyton Manning and...
Hockey?
No, the other quarterback that ended up being like a United States senator and just failed as a quarterback. Did Tampa Bay take him? The same draft as Peyton Manning, and they were neck and neck supposed to be...
Ryan Leaf's a senator?
Was Ryan Leaf the Manning year?
No, yeah, you're getting your years
mixed up. I am.
Yeah.
Who was there? Was another quarterback. He ended up going to Washington, and I forget. But he was a surefire number one overall pick type guy, and then he was just awful.
Woj made the list of Bad Take Boulevard.
What about like a guy like even like Adrian Peterson?
Oh yeah, did he go 1-1?
No, but it's a running back, so that's worse.
But it's hard if you're not 1-1 to be, I think, better than Victor, right? Like, who was the one that we told you to save? It wasn't Woj. You had another one, right? Think about it. It might have been Woj. I might have been confusing the two.
You just made the list.
Woj makes the list. Another one that makes the list that's always on this list, Cody Stutes. He had this idea that the Houston Texans, whenever they re-sign J.J. Watt to a one-year deal, they should do it like the day before they wear throwback jerseys in year one of the new jerseys. Because the Houston Texans
made the list.
Cody Stutes makes the list. They're going to the new uniforms in 2024. So Cody thinks they should wait on signing Jay or retiring his number. Retiring his number until they can wear throwbacks in 2024 of the jerseys they just threw in the trash the year before.
But which throwback? The one with the Toro on the back or the one without it?
They're going to wear throwbacks the year after they got rid of those lousy jerseys.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever wear them again.
Maybe in like 20 years. After a couple of revolutions and new jerseys.
Does love them at all?
No. No one does.
That's where I don't think that there's any... I think that's the worst part of the take, is that they would even wear them again.
That's a good point. He's made the list.
They're bad jerseys.
Bo Jackson, Eric Lindros. Oh, you're thinking of Heath Shuler, probably.
Heath Shuler, I just looked it up.
Ken Griffey, Roger Clemens, Doc Gooden, generational prospects, throwing Woj under the bus.
You just made the list!
Woj making the list again. I have a friend who calls his mother-in-law Rach Mom. His wife's name's Rachel, so they call his mother-in-law Rach Mom.
Okay.
Rach Mom makes the list of Bad Take Boulevard.
You just really? Made the list.
She says that when Jose Altuve comes back, Mauricio Dubon should stay in the lineup over Jose Altuve. So Rach Mom, friend's mother-in-law.
At second base?
You've made the list, yeah.
Oh, stop it. Come friend's on, Rach Mom.
Rach Mom making
been
the list.
Been watching too much of that Bravo
you
TV.
You just made the list.
Unbelievable. An Astro fan on Reddit wants to get rid of Jeremy Pena. This was a couple of days ago.
You just made the list.
Gray Kessinger, who is a prospect for the Astros, kind of a fringe prospect maybe. I think his ceiling is probably a bench guy, utility infielder type. He said on Reddit, I know we all might not want to hear it, but Gray Kessinger has been killing it at AAA. While his fielding might not be on the level of Pena, we need more on-base percentage guys, and he has a great eye at the plate. Plus, he's open to the Rule 5, so it should be sooner rather than later. This guy's ready to get rid of Jeremy Pena for Gray Kessinger.
Then no, that's just a hard no. Just tell me you watch games. Don't wait. Watch games without telling me you don't watch games.
Must watch Sugarland Baseball.
Oh, that's fine. But watch more Jeremy Pena. And even if you don't watch the playoffs last year, what you're getting out of the guy in the regular season is good enough. That he's not always going to be the MVP of the ALCS and the MVP of the World Series and do all those things. But he's going to do enough for him to be your everyday shortstop for quite a while.
He's a good player.
He really is, what I'm saying. He doesn't have to be great.
What are we doing?
He was in the playoffs last year, but he's good enough every day.
What are we doing? Trying to demote Jeremy Pena for Gray Kessinger. It makes absolutely no sense. 2484 says this one should belong on Bad Take Boulevard. The Cubs for walking Alex Bregman to face Yordan Alvarez. But was that a bad take? Yordan almost grounded into a double play.
Yeah, it worked out.
Run didn't score.
In retrospect, you could say it was a good move, but otherwise, I don't think anybody in baseball with any sense would have said, that's the move I'm going to make.
Retrospect, you could say, Bregman scored the winning run, but they got the force out at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
He just took the runner that was out at the plate.
And you gave yourself a chance to get the double play. You didn't get it, but you gave yourself a chance. It could have happened.
Yeah, I don't think we can put that one on Bad Take Boulevard.
Mm-mm.
I don't think we can put it on Bad Take
Wasn't the general supposed to be on the list? Didn't we have a McClain take at some point?
We did have a McClain take, but I forgot what it was.
John McClain said that.
That's what it was.
At least if the Rockets didn't get Victor Wembanyama, I'm glad the Spurs did. I love Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You just made the list.
John McClain, he's steady on the list.
You can't say that.
Heavy on the list?
He's heavy on the
How
list.
How heavy?
Pretty heavy. Yeah. I'm talking proverbially. I know that you're being like.
I'm not. I'm asking a question.
He's steady on. Let's just go with steady. Do you like Pop?
Pop, I've seen Pop.
No.
I've personally
really?
Been in the.
I like Pop.
I like Pop too.
I like Pop. I don't root for good things to happen to Pop. I don't root for the Spurs. I don't want the Spurs winning the lotto.
No.
I don't dislike Pop though. I have a healthy respect for Greg Popovich.
Jim Foley, who I hold near and dear to my heart as one of the greatest human beings I've ever crossed paths with. Jim Foley tells me how he gets handwritten cards from Greg Popovich, how he sends Jim bottles of wine just because they over the years and they doing he Foley used to do the interview with the visiting team and he got to know Pop and I got to know Pop a little bit more as my career progressed to where I got salty Pop in press conferences and if I asked a question he'd come at you a little bit but I also over the years got to know a different side of Pop or saw it too to where I like Pop.
Yeah, I like Pop. Now I don't want San Antonio to win the lottery. I'm not happy San Antonio got Victor. So that's where the McClain take belongs firmly on the list.
I think his shtick is fine when you're a winning team, but when you're such a loser like they've been, being rude to people like that is just obnoxious.
It's like
to be honest.
Yeah, I heard he's really nice though behind the behind that facade.
Like, he, like, apologizes to the people after?
No, that he just kind of has, like, a good relationship with most people.
Yeah. I could see it, but...
That's what I've heard. You might have heard differently.
I just, like, you know...
I've had a personal experience. Not coming at me personally.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of experiences where I could tell you a different story, but I do know that the one that always resonated with me and Sean Salisbury was he went out when Rodgers had a bad year one year and said, not only is Aaron Rodgers not a first ballot Hall of Famer, he might be lucky to get in.
You're talking about McClain.
Yeah.
We were talking about Popovich, I think.
Oh. I'm talking about McClain, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know McClain that well.
Yeah, Pop...
He retweeted me today.
Pop, to me, is a guy... He's got more time on his hands now. Pop, to me, is a guy... And you know what? Bob Hill before him, the Spurs have had a lot of coaches that do that. Because a lot of the times, and this goes back to like the Otis Thorpe theory, when my first day with the Rockets, I tried to ask Otis Thorpe a question, and he yelled no as loud as he could, and he kind of tried to step right in front of me. And I was just like, hey, man, I don't know what the deal is. I just got here, but we both work for the Rockets. And he goes, oh, we'll do the interview and it'll be no problem. He goes, but normally, like, of all the people I do that to, 80% of them never come back and I don't have to do interviews with them whenever I see them. I was like, makes sense.
What's, like, the worst interaction you guys have ever had?
Hold on real quick on Otis Thorpe. I shook his hand once and he tickled my elbow at the same time.
Massive hands. Yep.
Dude's
OT can throw those baseball passes like... He's holding
hands.
A basketball like you're holding that baseball.
No,
right
he literally tickled my elbow when I shook his hand.
Yeah,
like, those are the biggest hands I've ever felt in my life.
Wow.
Unbelievable how big his hands were.
So what's like the rudest interaction you ever had with an interview? You guys have done so many.
I had Bill O'Brien tell me once that we got to ask better questions. I asked him why the fans were booing him, and he got mad at me and said, we played it all the time. You need to ask me better questions. I called Tom Herman a jerk once. He said a joke, and I was like, you're a jerk.
When Team USA was playing at Toyota Center, like, my first go around here, I went to go cover the game.
I remember that.
And I just didn't, I was, like, so young and still new to Houston, and I just remember talking to Jimmy Butler, and I was like, what's it like being back in Houston? And he lit my ass up.
For that?
And he's like, I'm from Tomball. I'm not from Houston. And I went,
oh, wow.
I didn't know what to say.
I mean, it's greater Houston area.
It really is.
I didn't know. I was like so shocked. I was just like.
Stunned?
I was like, didn't know what to ask. I was just like lost.
Yeah, probably O'Brien for me. Probably O'Brien. We got to ask better questions than that. And then just, you know, try to belittle me.
Yeah.
While he was, you know, self-conscious about his own tenure as a head coach.
I can't remember, like really bad. Bob Hill was the worst for me when he coached the Spurs. He tried a couple of like Pop would do. He tried to like cut me off and like shut me up and just came at me like that was a dumb question and I was persistent and stuck with it. But yeah, I mean, you see guys like that. I think that was like in the playoffs too, which made it more uncomfortable because there was a lot more media. But you got to hold your ground.
Yeah, you do. All right, that does it for Bad Take Boulevard. All of you are on the list. Woj, Stoots, Rach Mom, Astros fan, and John McClain. 713-780-ESPN. Anything we missed, you can tweet it at Pac-Man Joel. All right, the bench versus the Wheelhouse round two. I'm surprised it's a round two. I thought that was the KO in round one for the bench. But there is a round two between the bench and the Wheelhouse. And apparently Cody Castuccio is running his big guy mouth about the Killer Bees. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
All teams covered. No talking points necessary. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
All right, we'll get into round two. Surprised there was a round two of the bench in the Wheelhouse. I mean, I thought it was KO in round one, but I guess there was more. I guess the Wheelhouse kept running their mouth. Somebody let me know. But apparently Cody Castuccio took a shot at us. Joe was telling this about... I think Andrew emailed this shot.
Well, I appreciate
to
that.
Joe George.
I appreciate that
about us because I do too because no one else would have known about it. So it was very. If he didn't email it to you, no one would have known. So yes, it was pertinent. It was useful. It was very helpful. But Cody apparently had some. He it was a really big deal. Really took a huge shot. Huge swing at us.
I mean, ruining friendships. Just like over the top. Just dig at us. We got to play it, though. I wasn't sure if we were going to.
Wait, Cody did all this?
I haven't heard this yet.
I wasn't sure if we could play it or not, but, you know, I think we're going to have to.
All right, we'll go for it.
Can I make one more point here about this conversation?
Please do.
This involves the Wheelhouse. This involves the bench as well. hey, Killer Bees, let us handle this. We don't need you guys talking about it. Okay, the big boys are talking. All right? What are you guys doing talking about this? Don't y'all have the Astros lineup to break down and complain about?
Just.
Oh, he's taking shots at it that we talk baseball because they can't do it on that show.
Come on, Cody. Give me more than that.
To be fair.
Like, seriously, there's so many ways to go here, and I've been taking the high road the whole time.
Take the bigger shot, Cody. Like, I need more from you here.
The big boys,
like,
watch
I'm talking,
out.
Like, content-wise, like, if you're going to take a shot.
That's
like,
singular, not plural. Like,
that was a BB gun.
I almost, like, don't want to respond because I feel bad for them, and they're chasing so much clout right now. Like, well, the Killer Bees talk Astros, so we do by proxy. Well, the bench gets good ratings. We don't. We better talk bad about the bench so they can talk about us and get us to promote our show.
Ratings?
So, like, I really don't know if I want to. Like, I kind of feel bad for them. Just, like,
don't get me going into ratings.
I kind of feel bad for them.
I'm all good with it, but like, I need more from you, Cody.
Big
like
boys.
That was a BB gun.
It's the big boys.
Give me a full on bazooka blast if you're gonna go at us. Come
the
on,
big boys. Why are they the big boys? Like, figuratively speaking.
Well, but
why
I
are they the big
we got
boys?
The two smallest guys on the station.
The
so
youngest too. Like, what are we doing here?
So wait before beauty, and then on top of that. Like, what, you're now on the same level as the bench?
Right. Look at that.
Right?
They're trying to put themselves
on
a tier.
You want to talk about self-promotion? I'm not talking ratings right now or anything else. I'm just talking about legit, like, who do you think you are?
That's a good point. He put himself in the bench tier, which is like, know your role, man.
And
shut
I'm doing everything to take the high road. But I'm like, come on, man. At a certain point, what is that?
I didn't even think about that.
I did.
They immediately put themselves in the bench tier. Like, come on, man. Like, you can't do that. Like, you got to pay your respect to the godfathers of radio. Like, this, like, let's be honest for a second. We think that we do a good job.
Yep.
The numbers would back that up.
Mm-hmm.
The bench is ESPN 97.5. Like, we pay our respects to the bench and the godfathers of radio.
Without those two dudes and what they've done in the city of Houston and how it relates to Gal Media and ESPN 97.5, we probably don't have the jobs that we have.
Right.
So
we're nothing without them.
I mean, we've gone back and forth in the past, but it's more friendly banter, and it's not. I mean, you pay homage to those guys. It's like Charles always said in the NBA: I'm always going to appreciate and pay homage to those that paved the way for me to do what I'm doing. Like the fact that that's the target you choose to go hit. Come on, man.
Let's get out of the way. Let the big boys do it. Let the big boys. Like what? What? Oh, my. I don't know if I want to go here.
How do you self-proclaim yourself? Well, never mind.
But think about, like, resumes, though.
Man.
Like, think about that for a second. Like, think about the resumes. Who are the big boys? Like, what is the resume of other shows at this station? And what's the resumes of that show? Like, where is the big boys coming from? Like, I need to know that. Because we were talking about resumes, talent, bonds, roof, things earlier. Like, stack resumes. Like, if you're going to go big boys, oh, well, they're not big enough to have this conversation. Go resumes, brother. Go resumes.
I don't disagree with you.
Just saying.
Yeah, I'm doing my best because you know me. I can go scorched earth and then feelings get hurt. So I'm not going that far. I don't disagree with you.
All right, so let's get to round two, the big boys. That's so cheesy. But it's kind of just, you know, par for the course. Round two of the bench and the wheelhouse. Earlier today, here was I guess the wheelhouse fired back at Granato after Granato buried him, and they wanted, I guess, to be buried for the second time in a row. But here was John going on about what the wheelhouse had to say in response yesterday.
All right, we're not going to waste much time on this because it's just it's gone back and forth, and it's been too much. It's been too long. The boys in the afternoon are taking pot shots. They started with a little audio last week on me, you know, my interviewing Herm Edwards, where I kind of stumbled through a question, so they were, you know, they were laughing and stuff and whatever. But the other day, Jake wants me to take a pay cut, and here's the stupidity of it.
Well, he doesn't want you to take a pay cut. It was a hypothetical of Pat Matt if they made us cut our salaries to fit
right.
Pat McAfee in
right.
He's not currently asking you to take.
Yeah,
he
did mention a couple of times that I should be laid off. Or then he said then yesterday. Well, here he is yesterday, kind of back.
You
back
called track. Him a cancer, and you said you're going to do things to their mom.
No, I didn't say that.
What'd
I
you
never
say?
Said that. I said his ROI, his return on investment, is negative. He's like, you know how you got basketball plus minus on the floor?
Yeah.
His ROI is like the biggest minus at the station. Okay. So that's what he, you know, he plays zero defense, cancer in the locker room, all of these things. Anyway, here they are, the boys yesterday having a little fun.
Here's where Granato's comp doesn't work. If I was making Joel Embiid money, I'd be happy to give some back so people don't lose their jobs. John Granato's the one who's making the millions of dollars. That's the whole point of this. I'm trying to look out for the common man at this company.
I'm trying to find the NBA equivalent to what John actually thinks Jake is. Someone that doesn't make a lot of money and is a locker room cancer.
Dacian Nix. And there's the lack of talent. Not a lot of money. I don't know if he's a problem in the locker room. He's a problem for people who have to watch him. Okay. Like us.
So yeah, I compared him to Joel Embiid, but I was wrong on that because Joel Embiid.
Well, no, you said that out loud too.
Is a good player.
Yeah, you said that.
But Joel Embiid was a cancer in the locker room, throwing other guys under the bus, that kind of thing. Right. That's what I said. Now you and I were also talking about Brad Kellner and the way he pronounces words.
I didn't know this.
Oh yeah, well you don't listen to their show.
I don't listen.
They to also anything. Said thanks, Lance, because you know nothing about our show.
Stadium.
He says state. He says audio now, and for audio, he says audio, and stadium, and progress, and process. The thing for me is that you want to stand out as a broadcaster. You know, some guys, you know, they want to be entertaining. They want to be funny. Some guys want to be accurate. Some guys want to break stories like Mark Berman.
Uh-huh.
Brad Kellner wants to stand out as a broadcaster by how he mispronounces words. It's the dumbest approach I've ever seen.
Yeah, so that's part one of round one. I love BK, but points John Granato on that one. BK's the one of the three. I like
I've told
BK.
You over and over again, and I got in trouble by being so blatant about this.
I like them
but
all.
But I like BK.
I felt like that was really unfair to Deshaun Nix.
Deshaun
Nix sucks.
I feel like that was really unfair.
You know though. How bad I've been on the whole. I never want to see Deshaun Nix again.
I think if you're going to like try to find the comparison, I think it's KPJ.
KPJ?
No chance.
KPJ is talent.
Yeah, he's a starter.
Look at what he's scoring.
I mean, Jake's a starter.
They're big boys.
I'm not comparing. I'm not even saying about Jake at this point, at any point. But
they said, you know, BK was like, what Cody and BK were figuring out with the comparison. Talent, less talent than Joel Embiid, cancer in the locker room, or John Granato's words, not mine. I think Kevin Porter Jr. would be the better comparison.
Are your KPJ's words much got different? A whole lot of issues off the floor.
I have no words.
713-780-ESPN. What Granato's round two diatribe at the wheelhouse? What was your favorite of it? Also, there's a part two of this too. John didn't stop there. There's more to come. 713-780-3777. I couldn't help myself.
I mean, we are supposed to stay out of this.
I was trying to.
We didn't plan on doing this today. Also, like, I'm preparing for the show and I get a text from Jeremy. He's like,
yeah, I didn't know anything
more
about it.
Somebody tipped me off. I told Joe I was gonna big league him, and I couldn't bite my tongue. Sometimes I just run my mouth until it gets me in trouble. 713-780-3776. More Granato saying mean things about the wheelhouse. If you want to say mean things about the wheelhouse, 713-780-3776. Don't go to our Twitch right now. It's not great. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Your team's our priority. Join the conversation with the Killer Bees. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
I love the wheelhouse. 7554. That's why I consider them the Three Stooges of radio. I hope my computer doesn't break down today like it did yesterday. A Houston Dab on Twitch says Jake Asmund couldn't even be a ball boy on the bench. A lot of people talking about the blitz. I don't want to go that far. 713-780-377. But really, I mean, I like those guys. You should listen to that show. They need all the help they can get. 713-780-3776. Here's more from Granato today going in on the wheelhouse. Mostly Jake.
10,000. I would be, if I was running the station, I wouldn't pay him that much. But if he makes $10,000 a year, I should make at least 10 times. And I don't think I do make 10 times what he makes. And that's troublesome to me. But here's the deal. Is if you make $100,000 and you bring in with clients $200,000, you know what you did for the
you're
station?
You're plus
$100,000.
That's easy, but if math. You make, that's that is easy math. Math.
That's
yeah.
easy math.
Yeah.
But if you make $10,000 and you bring in nothing, you lose the
you're
station.
Minus 10,000. That's an interesting math equation.
And it is. It absolutely is. So who's more valuable to the station? So who would you lay off? That's the thing.
So is it kind of like an OPS? Like your total, like it's a total, it's not just your performance, but also the amount of production that you have, yeah, like run production absolutely. Or money production.
Well, that's ROI, return on investment. Well, our return on investment on Jake Yasmin is a negative. That's what I keep saying.
You keep saying ROI. Just speaking baseball terms, what would his OPS be?
His Abreu, okay?
Like, give me a number.
310.
310 OPS or slugging?
OPS. OPS.
310.
310. Something in that neighborhood. In that neighborhood.
So now it really sinks in with me. So, you're saying he's a 310 OPS guy as a total production versus cost.
Exactly. And like, if we were Astros, I'd be Jordan and he'd be Hensley.
What's his war? So his war would be a negative war?
Way negative. You know what's, because you know what, you know what no advertiser's ever said? I got to have Jake Yasmin speaking for me.
Stop. I love how Lance is just gassing him up the entire time. And he's like, oh, stop. Stop. You went too far whenever you say no advertiser is asking for Jake Yasmin to be the voice for their brand.
I mean, Yordan Alvarez versus David Hensley is tough.
Dude, he killed him 8 times. He goes, I don't think I make 10 times more than Jake, but if I don't, I find that troublesome. Oh, one other minor thing. I hope Lance doesn't handle his own retirement because he doesn't know what ROI is. Like, I hope he is a money guy.
I thought back to the fact that when I said to you the other day, for those that might not know, and then he might not know.
Jake Yasmin doesn't bring anything to the table, though. Jake Yasmin doesn't bring anything to the table, though. Jake...
What are you doing, Joe George?
It just keeps going.
He had
Jake
it on loop.
Yasmin doesn't bring anything to the table.
He had it on loop.
That was not on purpose.
The computer did it?
It's still just going. It won't stop.
That computer, though, has positive ROI, at least.
We think.
You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Table, Jake Yasmin doesn't bring anything to the table.
Can we go to the
Jake
next Yasmin 6 minutes of this segment? This is our
Jake Yasmin doesn't bring anything
just behind us. Oh man, he killed a man. He killed Jake. Jake is rest in peace. In peace, Jake. He killed you. He killed you.
You got any text messages I can? Did you flag anything in your computer? Go down.
I haven't looked yet. I'm a little scared to look. A lot of people saying that Johnny sounded drunk when he talked. I don't think that he.
No.
I didn't think so. 4776, settle it with a charity drink off. Johnny G will put the training wheels on them boys. I don't doubt that at all. Johnny, no, I mean, Johnny would drink
Godfather
all three of them
in a lot of ways, but that one is pretty much uncontested. Don't go in there.
No. I probably shouldn't read a lot of these texts. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. The big boys. Let the big boys handle it.
That's the one that's still banging around in my head. Like, I don't understand that whole thing. It's one thing to say who you're comparing yourself to with the bench. It's another thing to, like, say, like, suddenly, what, our resumes don't hold water. Or we bring nothing to the table. And that's from a guy that I have known a long time. That surprised me. I hadn't heard that till you guys played it, but okay.
Who's reading the eulogy for Jake? Is Granato going to do it after he was the one that killed him? You're staying away. Mm-hmm. So which one can we?
No, you almost got me. Nope.
Joe, are you going to read the eulogy?
Joe might.
I'll do a eulogy for Jake.
Do a eulogy for Jake tomorrow?
Yeah, we can do that, and then it'll be over.
Good luck.
It's a good way to end the week.
Good luck. These are all going to be quotes you, son, who said
it
tomorrow.
I might have one ready in the next segment.
No, we should do it tomorrow.
Okay.
We should do it. Give you some time to work on it. I don't want you to rush a eulogy. You should never rush a eulogy. That's like,
yeah, we can do that.
That's one of the Yordan rules. Never rush the eulogy. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Asmund made an appearance on our Twitch earlier in the show.
Yeah, he popped in.
I hope he's not making an appearance on the Twitch right now. I hope he's not reading the text line right now.
My favorite that the only thing he like responded to, though, was something about like Ed Sheeran is better than Jake Asmund.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He responded to more than that. No. Yeah, he was responding to banning somebody. Or
I know people hate Mount Rushmore. Should we do like in honor of Jake? Should we do like a ginger draft?
No.
A ginger Mount Rushmore?
Absolutely probably not.
Not doing a Mount Rushmore. We can do a ginger draft. We're anti-Mount Rushmores.
Yes, yeah, so we just don't do them.
No Mount Rushmore.
Lazy radio.
What's the difference?
I think you know the answer.
You're just
to that.
Considering where you came from to where you are now. And right now where you are now is we don't need Mount Rushmore.
We're not doing Mount Rushmores. We're not doing Mount Rushmores on this show. We can do a draft if you want.
Check with Hannibal if you want. There might be a crime to solve.
I mean, it's still lazy and boring, but we can probably, you know, jazz it up a little bit.
You pity
probably
the fool
make it a little entertaining.
Won't do Mount Rushmores?
Pity fool, sure. Yeah, I'll do that.
I don't think Jeremy's getting these references.
No, I don't
Joel.
Think he's getting
pity
them.
The fool is Mr. T.
Yeah. What show was Mr. T on?
The A-Team.
There you go.
Okay.
He's with us. He's with us.
I couldn't tell if you were getting the joke or not.
Goodness. I mean, he was also at WrestleMania once. Do you want me
That's
to go there?
True. He was.
Like, what was the movie where they had all the action stars?
He was
like
in
Ronda
Rocky.
Rousey.
He was in Rocky III?
Yeah, Rocky. Yeah, it was Rocky III.
Three or four.
No,
right?
I think it was four.
Four.
Because he fought Apollo in one and two.
Then
fought,
Drago.
Did he fight Drago in three?
I think so.
Did he fight Drago or Mr. T first? I'm a little confused.
I think he fought Mr. T first.
T was three and Drago was four?
That sounds right. And then Tommy Morrison was fifth.
And
Rocky
Drago
five.
Killed Apollo, right?
Yeah, he killed him. Like Granato killed
Jake. I literally told Jeremy that, Joel, like right before the segment started.
What, the same line?
No, that like that's what this fight was Drago versus Apollo. Oh.
I'm not sure what my favorite burn was.
I will break you. No, was that it?
Shag says, I don't know why I called him Shag, but I'm calling you Shag from this point forward. Why did we all learn here? Or what did we all learn here? Keep Johnny's name out your mouth. He threw in another word in between there that I can't say for the radio. I'm telling you, man. I told you this yesterday. Have you seen the Damaris brothers? Have you seen Yanni? Have you seen Frankie?
Oh, that's
you
different.
Do
I'm
not
talking about that.
Mess. What do you mean?
It's just about John. John himself can
that
hold
too.
His own.
Facts. Yeah. Facts.
But I mean, I think there's a lesson learned here. I'll never say a bad thing about John. I don't want to be caught in those crossfires.
I'm not saying I want to be John when I grow up. I've been very adamant about that.
If you can be John Granato when you grow up, you've got a great life.
Absolutely. I look up to John.
You apparently
Granato.
Make $5 million a year. You golf every day.
Coors Light.
On the ready.
Yep. Got
you go
that.
You go to remote broadcast.
And on the comp, isn't
they, you go to remote broadcast and they order more Coors Lights because you're coming.
I
that
bet you.
That actually happened at our draft party.
I bet you. That's right.
They,
that's facts.
They literally
that's
said,
facts.
We said, John needs Coors Light and they ordered more.
Blankers, I love you, but doing the draft party with John Granato was a pinnacle moment in my life, a bucket list moment in my life.
Who wrote that?
I bet you John Granato plays in the rack every day. You know the rack, you know, it's like the old, I'm not going to say old, it's the
you
guys at the
did.
Country club. It's the guys at the country club that play a money game every day at 11 a.m. Huh. Granato does 3 hours of elite radio every single day, and he's playing in the rack by 11.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
How great is that?
I mean,
yeah, that's why I want to be John.
You can always tell when he's not how he's dressed. If he's wearing jeans and a t-shirt, it must be raining, because otherwise he's got a tee time when he gets out of here, and he doesn't like to be held back for videos. He's got to go.
So what was our favorite insult? Negative ROI, plus minus is minus. He called him David Hensley. He called him a cancer. He called him talentless. He said, Granato said, if I make 10 times more than Asmund, it's troublesome.
I mean,
because
I almost,
who wants to have Jake Asmund speak for them? Man.
I mean, David Hensley's harsh, man. It's like sneaky good.
A 310 OPS or whatever he said?
Oh, that was funny, too.
That's worse than David Hensley.
I just think that, you know, the big boys.
The big boys.
We should let them handle it.
Leave this up to the big boys.
Let them handle it.
Says who? There's two people that say that. 713-780-ESPN. HRMP listener. Double Rod saying BK sounding stupid was my favorite. I like BK.
I like BK's. Good dude.
713.
Friends of mine asked me to look out for him. I mean, he's a good dude.
Dre says, can't forget the Granato's a kept man.
I do think now, like as we get suggested here on the Twitch, they tried to change the name of our show. I'm going to have to change the name of theirs.
Mm. I thought They're we not, had the Weasel House.
But I don't think it qualifies anymore. I think it's Cody and the Big Boys.
Cody and the Big Boys.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wouldn't it? It sounds redundant.
You get on me. You've shamed me into so much, and I'm sitting there biting my tongue, and you go there.
What? What did I do?
Oh, you know. I love the innocence of, wait, what did I do?
Just a little subtle shot here and there. Everybody has some fun with it. Thank you, Andrew, for emailing that to Joe, though, by the way. Because if a bite falls in the forest, you have to email it to Joe for the Killer Bees to hear it. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. I have to figure out what we're going to call BK whenever we promote the wheelhouse a little bit later. What are we doing next segment? I have no idea. It could be anything. It's the greatness of this show. Just stay here. It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
All teams covered, no talking points necessary. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
No Astros game today, so we can't talk about the Astros lineup for 3 hours a day. What a weird insult. Those guys are good at talking baseball.
To talk about the lineup for 3 hours.
Seriously?
We can't talk baseball. They can. Listen to us. Who's the Texans' backup right guard? It sounds like a certain show from a... All right, stop there. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Tony Lone Star, driving my food truck across town. Amazing show today.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. I'm sure you have amazing food, and I would love to try. I would love to try that amazing food. I have something I want to try. I don't know if the payoff on this is going to be great, but we take risk on this show. That's why we're in the midday. We're not a big boy. We're in the midday, so we can take risks on this show. We're little guys. Midday guys.
If it's just Joel and I, we're just the guys.
That's right. Yeah, I'm Jeremy Branham. You guys are the guys. But since we're just midday guys, we can take chances. We're puny, you know, that sort of thing. What if all of you in the Hive do something that you normally don't do? You tune in to ESPN 97.5 from 3 to 7 today. And you just roast them for 4 hours. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. We're sticking you the Hive. We're challenging you the Hive. We don't do this to you all the time. We don't ask a whole lot of you, Hive. But today we are calling on you. Be the killer. I saw a headline today that killer bees in some foreign country killed 8 people. We don't want you to do that. But we want you to get onto the wheelhouse. We want you, the Hive. We're asking you, we're challenging you, roast them for 4 hours on the text line. If you can call in and roast them, that'd be even better. 713-780-3776. Just give them the business for 4 hours. To give the big guys the business.
Just here to do my job. Good Lord willing, everything works out. I'm doing them a favor. Hopefully I can help the team.
I'm doing them a favor.
I'm just happy to be one of the guys.
Little guys, though.
Right.
Maybe medium.
I don't think my resume holds water in some people's mind. That's
definitely
fine.
Definitely not big.
I'm not posting it on any bulletin board.
Definitely not big. Boy, what a day. What a last 30 minutes. This was fun. Can't wait for the eulogy tomorrow, Joe George.
Yeah, I'm going to start writing it tonight. Right away.
Have you decided what song is going to go behind it?
No, that's a good question.
Is it a Boys to Men?
I don't know if I'll be more prepared for the eulogy or who said it tomorrow, because right now the answer is neither, but we'll be okay.
The only thing
that really sucks about this audio that we've used the last couple of days would have been a lot of really good Who Said It material.
I just said that last segment. I said I'm surprised for Who Said It. This isn't all you need to go to.
I know, but I can't.
Somebody, 9470, you guys will be in the James Harden of ESPN Radio. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't either.
I'm assuming that's bad.
Is that peak James Harden?
Bad teammate?
Yeah,
or is he a big guy?
Well, it depends on what time of the season it is.
True.
It's a good point. If he doesn't show up, it's the playoffs. So, I'm not sure. There's something I wanted to say, but I forgot what I was going to say. Slipped my mind. 713-780-3776. Ocho says, was I a bully in high school? I'm an elite instigator. No, I'm not a bully. Am I a bully, guys?
You didn't start this.
That's right. I'm Floyd Mayweather.
Well, I've done plenty of the other stuff for me, but it's fine.
I'm a counterpuncher. That's what I am. Like you come. I can have a great counter speaker. You come at me. I can punch. I'm Floyd Mayweather.
Well, in that situation, you're right. I mean,
Floyd Mayweather.
You've been known to.
You think I instigate a little
bit? First one, but not. I don't think at other shows.
I don't think so.
I don't think you've thrown.
I don't think I ever cast the first stone.
That's what I'm saying. Well, with other shows.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, I'll cast the first stone with you because we're boys, or Joe. Brothers. Yeah. You guys are family to me. I would do it to family. I would do it to people.
Joe's got the idiot still engraved in his head.
People I love, I have no problem.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever
going
to let you. I really don't care, just for the record, but I'm never going to let it go that you called me an idiot.
That really bother you?
No, not at all.
Okay. I thought for a second you were legitimate. I was going to apologize.
No. I'm just going to bring it up all the time to make it seem like I care.
See, we can call each other idiots because we love each other.
Fact.
Whenever you love each other, you can be as hateful as you want to each other. That's what love is. That's what family is.
I don't know if everyone would agree with that.
Probably not. Oh, Dre, that's a ban. Dre said you're not Floyd Mayweather. You can read.
Fair.
That's messed up. To Floyd Mayweather.
I mean, it's accurate. What was the 50 cent bet? It was for like a bunch of money to charity if Floyd Mayweather could read a page of Harry Potter.
Oh, man. Oh, that's right.
Who reads more, Floyd Mayweather Jr. or LeBron James? I think LeBron's capable.
Yeah, LeBron can read.
He's capable of doing
so. He just fake reads. He always says like he's reading a book and it's open to like the first page.
Right. What's your favorite part? Oh,
God. I got a story.
The acknowledgments.
He's such a fraud.
Joey says if anything, we're helping the Wheelhouse by showing them recognition. That's what all we're trying to do. We're good team players. Like, this is an assist. Like, all of you think we're ridiculing them, like bashing them. No, none of that. We're dropping dimes.
We're just playing audio and saying which insults were the favorite.
Maybe that's what he meant by saying we're James Harden.
How many times
we're the lead,
are we told
the league in
that we make appearances on their show for content? Right?
Yeah.
I've heard multiple times over the last couple weeks, hey, you made it on Chump of the Day. Hey, you made it on this. Hey, you made it on that. I'm like, oh, really? I guess they're talking about us a lot.
I deleted one of the audio pieces that got nominated last week.
Look, 8029. I don't normally listen to the...
Yes! I deleted it.
Oh, the Miami thing?
Yeah. The success.
We can recreate it.
You shut your mouth.
Can we have Mario recreate it?
Mario Ellie?
Yeah.
I don't know who Mario is, but Mario Ellie.
My bad, Suma.
I mean.
Yeah, what an egregious
error. You
are
like the worst person at names on the station, probably.
Me?
Who?
Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, I'll own that. That's fair.
Well, you and Paul are pretty neck and neck.
If I have to study a name, I'll get it right 10 times out of 10. Yeah,
at least Paul sometimes just goes, you know, the guy for that team that I don't remember.
8029, I don't normally listen to the... I won't say what he said, but today I will. Look at us. We're James Harden leading the league in assists. That's what we're doing. That's what he meant.
I just don't want to be in that. I don't want to be associated with that bum.
2-9, who?
Well, but if he's feeding the big boy, like Joel Embiid, he's doing his job.
4020, huge fan of the show. Jake talks like he has... I'll stop there, Thomas.
How are you editing on the fly?
2920, if
because
we roast him, then they're going to ban us.
I'm
not editing on the fly.
He's not pre-screening. He's just going live.
Letting it fly.
We're going live.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yep.
If we roast them, they're going to ban us. That's a good point. So just give it a shot. Give it a shot for 4 hours. If they ban you, consider it a victory. 713-780-3776. Now, I do understand that Asmin yesterday was very quick on the timeout feature on Twitch, which none of us else have that feature.
That's ironic.
Jake is the only host on the show that has mod administration powers.
I really thought that I was going to be the one that killed Judy Rocco on Twitch.
I don't know.
Who made that call?
I don't know. I don't know. But if
because that goes back to previous issues where
Joe too.
Very severe punishment was levied to people that really deserved it, and then one day they just kind of came back in and said, hey, what's up?
Yeah, if you get timed out, consider it a win. Consider it a victory for justice. So, just saying. Yeah, so let them have it for 4 hours. If they time you out, let us know. Tweet us at PacManJoel and at Jeremy Branham. We would love to hear. And if they block you on the... I don't think you know if you get blocked on the text line. I don't know how to do it. So, I don't know.
I know you can. I have no idea how to do it.
Yeah, I have no idea how to do it either.
Did you hear me?
Yeah. I heard you.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't want to read that one either. Joe, Cubs are leaving town.
Is a good
idea. So the Cubs are leaving. And we only talk about baseball on this show.
That's right.
So since we're going to talk a little more baseball now. The Cubs are leaving town. The Cubs don't look like a great team, Joe, right? They're going to be sellers at the deadline, you think?
Oh, yeah. They stink.
What, you're a Cubs fan. You like all things Chicago, all the pro teams in Chicago.
Nope.
What would it take for the Astros to get Marcus Stroman?
Sadly, I just think, I like the idea of it. I think it's going to happen.
Corey Lee and Forrest Whitley?
Yeah,
ooh,
I think it was,
that's a lot.
Is it?
I think.
Are Corey Lee and Forrest Whitley big
leaguers?
Well,
he's about to sign an extension.
Do you think they're going to be good big leaguers?
He's about to sign an extension, so you're going to have to make that move before that happens.
What about Smiley?
You think he cracks your playoff rotation?
Yeah.
I think Smiley,
well, playoff rotation. No, I think mean, he's a five for the rest of the regular season.
I'm cool with Smiley.
Yeah, Smiley is your five.
Might
would be good.
Be like a Durden.
Ooh, that's too much.
Yeah, is I think it, that yeah. is too much.
Well, I'm I guess what's your that. Power ranking? Like, is it Durden above gets, Corey Lee?
I don't know if Smiley bring is Smiley's worth it to give up a Corey Lee.
Yeah, probably not.
No, he's more.
What's
like,
his contract? Final year? Is he a rental?
I think he's a rental. Yeah, I think Smiley.
You
is
want a
like,
Cesar Salazar?
No.
I don't know.
I think you could get Miley for like a BC level prospect because if he's a rental and he's in the final year
not
of
Miley,
his deal,
Smiley.
Drew Smiley.
Because Wade Miley just got put on the
no,
IL.
I don't want him. No, Drew Smiley. Like I think you can get him for a BC level prospect.
Oh,
I don't think he would cost that much.
I think he's had playoff experience. He won a World Series with the Braves as your five starter for the rest of the regular season. I think it's a good ad.
Yeah, I would like that ad actually.
Me
how
too.
About how about this? Chicago to spite the White Sox trades for fan favorite Chicago Jose Abreu. And they all that I need in return
pass.
Is Trey Mancini.
They have their first baseman in the future. He went deep on Tuesday night. So
this is his first home run ever in the big leagues.
Give me Trey Mancini for Jose Abreu. Who says no?
I mean, Trey Mancini kind of stinks, guys.
He's hitting 250. He's better than Abreu is.
See, that's the thing. Do you say he stinks or is he better than Abreu?
He's a better than Abreu.
Because that's two separate conversations.
Who says no? The Astros would trade Jose Abreu for Trey Mancini
honestly.
Like that. The Astros would kill to trade Jose Abreu for Trey Mancini. All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Joe George for
baseball.
Doing all the hard work. Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that. He's Blank. We'll do it tomorrow. Well, who cares? He's Blank. I'm Branham. BK the Cancer and the Big Boy next. ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.